One more time.
Me and a pork chop.
What do you think about pork chops?
They're like my third favorite meat, I think.
They're good. They're versatile.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about tenderloin?
Probably my favorite meat.
I'll tell you this. I love tenderloin.
It's good. Is a tenderloin like a tenderoni, or is that a different thing?
Wayne loves tenderloin.
Who's Wayne?
Wayne!
From the world?
Work. My buddy Wayne, he loves tenderloin.
Oh, Wayne loves tenderloin.
Wayne loves tenderloin.
You ever have a tenderloin sandwich?
He made us some.
Do you make them Indiana style?
He burnt them in his cast iron skillet. His skillet was too hot that morning, but we did have a tenderloin sandwich. You know how some days you get stuck on words? The day that he fixed us tenderloin, he's like, "Wow, my skillet was too hot." And so Dalton, who works with us, Dalton used to be his son-in-law.
Good brag.
Yeah, and sorry, my dogs are driving me crazy. Stop!
Is that take a shot for listeners at home.
Which two dogs? What's that? Yeah, yeah, we're doing a new game. Anyway, Wayne used to be his son-in-law, Dalton used to be Wayne's son-in-law, and tenderloin, that was our word that day, man. Tenderloin was in our head, and we would just
safe word.
Just say it and start laughing and just making fun of Wayne, like, "Man, my skillet was too hot." And I was like, "No, come on, you don't know how to make a tenderloin." we're just doing stuff all day. I'm like, I don't know, man. Or that was the same day, like, I cut my hand finger, and I was like, God, I was just thinking about those tenderloins. I wasn't paying attention. Just like... Yeah, one of those.
You know what I was thinking about?
Mm.
Playing the theme. Guess I'll be waiting by the side of the road. Always miscalculating how long it's taking and how long it'll be till I feel.
Kiwi apple juice. I don't know. Kiwi strawberry juice. It's from Aldi.
Aldi's got good juice, dude.
Aldi's got good juice. Aldi's got some okay deals on some stuff.
Good. Listen, I've been preaching Aldi's praises for years and years and years.
Sure.
And you have hated Aldi the whole time.
I hate going into Aldi. I hate going into stores that I'm big brands only.
Aldi is a big brand. They're national. They're international, dude. Aldi's a big brand. Aldi's national.
I don't care what Aldi's.
Weigel's ain't national. Kroger ain't national.
You need to bite your tongue. Cause
I don't have a Kroger. I got an Aldi.
The things you're saying right now are whack, dude.
I don't say whack shit.
Only Kroger.
I do whack shit.
Went into Target today, was cussing the whole time how much I hated it.
You love Target, dude.
I'm a Walmart guy. I don't do Target. Under my breath, I'm a whole time like, I hate this place. I'll walk by an employee like, this place sucks. Just say it. Like, I hate Target.
Look him right in the eye. Where's your action figure section?
Yeah. They do have some toys.
They have awesome toys.
And now they're making that deal with Disney. At least ours is. You know what I'm talking about? Where the Disney stores are inside of Targets now?
That's every...
Hey, stop!
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the Disney stores there. They went to Target.
That bums me out. I like the Disney store, and I hate Target.
This is a good pork chop.
If Target was a person, I would bully him. I'd kick that Target dog. I swear to God, I would. If I saw that Target dog,
if I ever catch Spot in the streets, he's catching these hands.
I swear to, that's just one dog. I got four dogs, Spot. You can't handle this heat, Spot.
Fuck you, Spot.
We're coming for you.
Can I tell you, honestly, if I saw the Target dog in person, I'd probably get a little starstruck.
You think so?
I'd ask for a selfie.
There's only one dog that gets me starstruck, baby.
Scooby.
Smokey.
Smokey.
University of Tennessee, the hound dog, Smokey.
Oh, yeah.
But Scooby also. Yeah, Scooby. Put Scooby up there.
Scooby's fictional, though. He's just a character that Mr. Dubert plays on TV.
But if I saw him, you know. Dude, what we need to do is go to Abu Dhabi and check out that WB land. Have you seen videos of that place?
Yes, I have.
It's insane.
Yeah. They got a whole Scooby section. It looks so cool.
They have a section for everything. They have a Gotham. They have a Metropolis. They have all of it, yeah, dude. Yeah,
they got it's, good shit.
It's inside, too. That's nuts.
Six Flags used to have Batman.
And they had a Hall of Justice, didn't they? The one Six Flags over Georgia.
Yeah. Six Flags Great America in Chicago, or outside of Chicago, they had a pretty sweet DC section.
Yeah. I don't know. I just wish, like, I like Disney. I love it. And I'll go again. And I love Dolly Parton. Dollywood is low.
Man, it'd be cool to see some superheroes.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have a, there's like in Metropolis, in Abu Dhabi, there's like a whole Green Lantern thing. And it's like, oh, you know.
That's your shit.
You can't see listeners.
Still eating this pork chop.
Still eating a pork chop. You can't see listeners, but I redid all my comic book shelves. And then like I have three full Green Lantern shelves. And that's not even all my stuff. That's just the stuff.
Green Lantern tattooed on his body, dude.
I've got it on my body. God, I wish you were talking instead of just picking your teeth.
I'm not picking my teeth. I'm eating this pork chop.
Shane's just sucking the bones, baby.
Listen, I had a rough day.
Hey, we all have rough days.
Can I tell you what happened?
Velvet has rough days. Yeah, please tell me.
Pipe burst in the garage.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you fix it?
No. I'm not a plumber.
Turn the water off. Fix it.
Don't allow to rip the wall out.
You don't need to rip the wall out.
Yeah, I do.
Well, if it's wet, you can just get into it.
It's not that wet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not really. It's not. It's not so much a burst. It's not a pipe burst. It's more of a pipe leak.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A little leak.
Caitlin has this tiny wicker American Girl doll furniture, and it was in one of the boxes that got wet. We got mold on it, so I said put it out in the sun. So she put it on the back porch, and it looked hilarious. This tiny little patio chair furniture, like we run like a hotel for dogs.
What is this? A furniture for ants? Yeah, dude. That's pretty awesome. Cool.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, tiny stuff is cool. Alyssa loves tiny stuff. You remember at Journeys years ago when they were like selling an underwear brand and they had those mini briefs like sitting on the counter? Yeah. Alyssa talked about those every time we went to the mall.
Did you see those little underwear?
Yeah, those little underwear, dude. She loves all that stuff.
She liked those little things you get like mini groceries.
Yeah, I don't know where they're at, but at times I would just buy them for her and bring them home. Those little miniature, yeah.
Those things are cool. I can get into that.
She likes those. She likes the anything. What am I trying to say? It's like a surprise. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she loves homies.
Blind bags.
Yeah, when you bring her, when you go put your two quarters in, and then bring her home.
Love those little homies. Yeah,
bring her a couple homies.
What? Who's got homies right now? Can you mass order homies?
I don't know. Who's licensing homies?
Let's do a little Google search. We got to get into something. Homies.
I always wanted the chain because there was always a chain in there with a dollar sign on it.
So you can buy homies.
Okay.
Oh, people are like printing them on Etsy, like making them. That's better than
They're homebrewing homies, dude.
They're homebrewing homies out here. You can get Series 1 on Etsy for $12.99 right now.
Done. Did you do it?
Sorry. It's a one for $12.99.
One single homie.
Yeah.
Dang. The markup now, really is that much?
Amazon for six homies, Series 13, $23.
I want the new shit. I don't want the
new
shit.
Stuff that's just out. These are kind of crazy. There's some ladies. There's a guy that's got a panda shirt on. His name's Panda Bear. Did you guess it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Homies is maybe a dead end.
What about tech decks?
I have a tech deck in downstairs.
I was pricing out some tech decks. They're like the same price they were when we were kids.
Yeah, they're not too bad, but I don't think they're
for like $10.
I don't think they're fun either.
It's because you're not good at the tricks. If you were good at the tricks, you would love it. You don't like stuff you're not good at.
You've known me for over a decade.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've ever beaten me at?
Yeah.
What?
Being handsome, being tall, having a smaller dick.
I'm good at everything.
You're not good at everything.
With enough time and practice, I'm good at everything.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not good at drums.
You
can keep a beat. Mediocre. Like Tammy Walden.
At drum. But I've never had a set at my house.
That is true. I've had an advantage.
If I had a set here at home, I would play it. That's what I tell Alyssa. Like, she was like, can you play that? I was like, yeah, I would just need time and practice. Like, I just like, yeah, dude, I can play it.
You'll never be good at harmonica, dude.
You're right. I don't do nerdy
stuff. When I blew Dougie's mind?
Yeah, we just bought a harmonica. Played it for Dougie. And sang the blues.
And then the bit of that weekend was like, how you feeling? You feeling blue? And then I start ripping it on the harmonica. I don't care how much gas is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to buy it.
Have to.
I literally have to.
That's the thing. You have to buy
you
gas.
You have to buy it.
I don't get gas in my car, no go.
Yeah, if I don't got gas in my car, it don't go.
Car, no go, space card. Yeah.
I put $8 in it today to get me to payday.
Yeah.
That was rough. That got me a quarter of a tank.
Cargo space? No. Car, no go, space. I told you this already, but I'd like to talk about it on here. And just so the listeners know, I have a confession to make. I love the Minions. I love those little yellow freaks.
You're a big fan of those little yellow bastards.
I've never seen any of the movies all the way through. I've never seen Despicable Me 1, 2, or 3. I have seen the Minions movie, about 30 minutes of it.
Been on the Minions ride at Universal Studios.
I've never been on the Minions ride. I've never been on the Shrek ride before it closed, just through the queue.
You did do the Minions ride.
I didn't.
The first year we went, we did.
No,
the
we
last
didn't.
Thing we did. I swear to God.
I swear it wasn't.
I swear we did.
We only rode one ride the first year we went, and it's because you had your bum leg, and that was Transformers. And then we couldn't do Gringotts. And then last year, we didn't ride anything.
We're too busy getting spooked.
Too busy standing in lines, baby.
Gotta spring for that fucking pass, dude.
Yeah, I need to check out Universal in the daytime, is the thing.
Hey. That's what it is. You need daytime Universal.
I need daytime Universal. I need to see all the sights. I need to do all the rides. I need to do that Fast and Furious ride real bad.
Before they take it out, which is any day now.
Burn it down.
People hate that thing. I love it.
They don't get it. They don't get family, dude. They don't
I think
get to.
If they had a bar that only sold Coronas right out, like that'd be so good.
Yeah.
Corona and grilled hot dogs.
Gosh, no toppings.
No toppings. Just a dry dog. That's what Ben is eating. He doesn't even use a bun, dude. That guy hasn't had a carb since 96. He's just freeballing hot dogs. He's just taking down the gaggers, dude.
Just double fisting weenies, man.
Yeah, man. He's in there.
But that's what family's about. And a lot of people don't get that. That's why they don't like the ride.
He keeps a pack of hot dogs in his pocket like it's cigarettes. And when he's like, I gotta take the edge off, he just pulls out a cold weenie and munches on it.
It's like the Ziploc. He like opens it up and gets one out with his teeth like you would a cigarette.
Yeah. He's got it rolled up in the sleeve of his white t-shirt.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, I need something to take the edge off.
I had a hot dog rolled up in my white t-shirt. Yeah. That's what that Tim McGraw song's about.
It's all about hot dogs.
Back to square one, baby. It's all about the dogs.
God, dude, we talk about hot dogs way too goddamn much.
What else are we going to do?
Talk about biscuits and gravy, I think.
We could talk about biscuits and gravy, but that's not what I would like to do.
There's this Irish girl. She came in the store today, and she had a Cracker Barrel bag. And I said, how good is Cracker Barrel? She's like, it is the most incredible food I've ever had. That's what she said to me in her Irish accent. And I said, I love Cracker Barrel with my whole heart. I said, did you go for breakfast? She's like, oh, yeah, we went for breakfast.
Yeah.
I said, those biscuits, right? And she's like, oh, those are the scone things? I love those. I said, no, that's honey, those bread. Are biscuits. I said, those are biscuits. We don't call them scones. She loved
glad
them.
She had a good time.
Yeah. And then I leaned over to my coworker and I was like, all I want in the world right now is hash brown casserole, fried eggs and a biscuit.
If we could give anything to the world, it should be Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, our main export should be Cracker Barrel. I mean, we already gave the world Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, but
in Asia, it is literally like the biggest restaurant chain.
What I'm
KFC thinking, is the biggest restaurant chain in the world.
What I'm saying is like KFC's good.
But Cracker Barrel.
I think Cracker Barrel can solve world peace.
You think we don't need such a malicious and huge military?
Correct. If we were
use the military to go over there and post up in Cracker Barrel.
Take them Cracker Barrels, baby.
Yeah, start building Cracker Barrels. Get those old country stores.
Yeah.
Fill them full of shit like ceramic frogs and sweaters. Oh my
God.
Have that little... The only place in the world they still sell CDs is fucking Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Outdated country and Southern gospel, baby. We'll take it out to the world. We just need to get people. We need to get Cracker Barrel on the phone and we need to tell them what we're thinking, what's going on. We need to get you out there.
Cracker Barrel exclusive.
We
Cracker Barrel exclusive variant cover of the new Gaither Vocal Band record.
Yeah, dude.
And we need to get it in the hands of Iran.
We need to get Cracker Barrel into active war zones because it can change things. I'm
Will you
telling
get Gladys
you.
In there with the seven stars on her apron who's over your shit? She'll solve world peace.
Are you going to want to kill somebody when you got Grandpa's Country Fried Breakfast sitting in front of you?
Hell
Excuse
no.
me?
You know how we could solve the world war could be solved in front of a Cracker Barrel in a rocking chair with over a game of checkers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
baby.
How we solve it, dude. Get Putin on some checkers. We'll see what's what.
Oh, yeah. What do you want? Some old decrepit 1950s candy after your breakfast? Yes, I do.
You want yes, to just I crack do. Open a Moxie, dude? Moxie is delicious.
Never seen so many Slinkies and Rubik's Cubes in my life.
Dude, I saw a fucking rubber shark in there the other day. I wanted it.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell is Cracker Barrel store even for?
Overpriced baby clothes, baby?
Yeah, dude. I almost bought a Cracker Barrel t-shirt the other day.
Gosh. What are we doing?
Why don't we rep Cracker Barrel? Why don't we get Cracker Barrel merch?
Cracker Barrel, yeah. We send merch to Cracker Barrel. Yeah, and be like, hey,
how do we get in Cracker Barrel?
We can do it, right? We can do it, right?
If fucking Bill Gaither could do it, anybody can.
Yeah.
How do we do it? I think we got to market ourselves more country.
That's okay. All right.
Sounds good. We're going to do the rest of episodes like this.
Yeah, brother. From here on out, we're Cracker Barrel Core.
We are. Listen, I want you to get out on the porch and get you in one of them wicker rocking chairs. Mm. I want you to tell your meemaw, man, I'm fuller than a goddamn tick. And I want you to be carrying
No,
full as a tick. Is that what it
no,
is?
No self-respected man would cuss in front of his meemaw.
I said grandma. It's on my daddy's side. We don't like her much.
Okay, sorry.
All right, yeah. Grandma, we cuss in front of meemaw. I would never once.
Yeah, yeah.
You get it. You get it. It's our family dynamic. You get it. You
mm-hmm,
get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say I'd be carrying a box of leftovers back to the car, rubbing my belly, saying I'm full as a tick. But I've never, and I mean never, taken leftovers from Cracker Barrel. I've always cleaned my plate at Cracker Barrel, dude.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah, man. I've always eaten the rest. I've never, you know what does get left behind, though?
What?
Grits, dude. I cannot stand grits. I hate Cracker Barrel's grits.
Yeah, I've tried to eat them every way. I've tried cheese grits. I've tried the sugar. I've tried anyway, dude. I can't do it.
It ain't for me. What are you eating?
Iced oatmeal cookies.
Damn, is your meemaw there? Mm-mm. Did you bring those over? You get those from Aldi?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, dude. Aldi's got good cheese, good cookies.
You want to wrap
this
one up?
Tell me what you don't like about Aldi real quick.
I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the business they run.
You don't like having to put your cart back because you're one of those.
I don't keep quarters on me. I don't like not getting plastic bags. I love those plastic bags. Live off of them.
Well, just bring them with you.
No, I don't want to be there. No.
That's how they keep everything so cheap.
I don't care what you say.
They don't pay a guy to wrangle carts. They don't pay a guy to pack your groceries.
I don't care.
The whole store could be ran by three people, and that's how they keep it so cheap.
I don't care. What I'm saying is, you can't get me accustomed to something my whole life and then just flip it and change it on a dime just because you feel like it.
Can I tell you something?
Hmm.
This is how it is in every other country but this one.
What?
Grocery stores are ran like an Aldi.
I don't live in other countries, Shane. I live in this one.
And this one sucks ass.
And I'm going to die here. And I don't care about other countries. You know what I mean?
They also
don't care about me.
I've been going to Aldi my whole life.
They hate us because they ain't us.
No, dude. Countries hate us because we suck.
They hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because of their anus?
They hate us because they ain't us.
They hate anus because they're heinous.
Oh, hi, Mark. Yeah, dude. I don't know.
You can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You can follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. Follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones. Hey, buy some of our merch. We got to keep the lights on. Gas prices are too damn high. Also, check out Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Send your nudes over to Dog Cops. Show them your titties and butt.
Speaking of titties and butt, me personally, I love laying naked on a bearskin rug in front of a fireplace, but apparently that's against the rules at Cracker Barrel.
Thank you.
It's like a Pokemon. Garbage!